Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk Girls track and field coach Charity Campbell. And coach, last night you had the Class 4A state qualifying meet up at a windy Mason City. You get fourth place as a team, three automatic state qualifiers, and now after the at-large comes out today, you up that to six entries in five events for the state meet in Des Moines next week. How are you feeling about that number? Did that kind of come close to what your expectations were?
Yeah, we were hoping to get, you know, six, always hope for a few more. We were pretty close to some of the last year's cutoffs coming into the meets. We were hoping for some big surprises, but when you're trying to run in 30-mile-an-hour winds, it's pretty tough to PR. So we were pretty happy after we got saw the conditions we were going to be running in, what we got in for the night.
Well, sometimes those winds can help out the 100-meter sprinters, and last night they did. Nia Holbert and Ella Johnson both qualify in that 100-meter dash. They were automatic qualifiers, placing first and second. What did you see out of them in that sprint?
Man, that was pretty exciting. We loved watching that. The wind did help, but I want to say they earned their spot and their times. That was a PR for Nia Holbert by 0.3 seconds, so that's pretty big in a sprint like the 100. So I was pretty excited for her as a senior getting that win, and I know she was pretty excited, and then Ella to follow right behind her was pretty awesome. That was definitely a surprise on the night. We saw, you know, they had a good shot, so when they came out and took advantage of the opportunity, we loved it.
And then Ella later on in the meet qualifies at large in the 100 meter hurdles as well.
Yeah, she's running really well right now. She's definitely running strong and making the most of her senior season.
And then a freshman, Ellie Hatlevig, has really come on in the jumps throughout the season. She qualifies by placing second in the high jump, also qualifies with a nice third-place jump in the long jump.
Yeah, she had a great night with the conditions. Going 17.3 in the long jump, that's a half a foot more than she'd been jumping, and she's really starting to put things together. She just started doing a little bit of dabble in the long jump at the beginning of the season and really is coming along with it, and I'm excited to see what she could do at state. And then her high jump in the conditions she was jumping in was really good too. She competed, really focused in. With those kind of winds, it's kind of hard to get an approach that's accurate, and she was able to find that approach and had some really good mature jumps as a freshman. So excited to see what she could do and get her down on the state track for the first time and see if she can put up a 5.4 jump again for us.
Yeah, 5.4 jump earlier this year, and sometimes competing in that environment will bring out the best in people. Do you feel like she'll thrive in that at Drake Stadium?
I think she's shown this year that she is a very mature athlete, and I think she will thrive in that environment. She likes the competition. She, you know, steps up when people may clear a high. She's composed and can step up and make that next height. So I think she'll enjoy the competition and really thrive in that environment.
And then, of course, the shuttle hurdle relay, that's one of the events you guys have been really good in the last few years. Tell me about, they qualified as well by placing third. You know, just tell me about who's in it and what you saw from them.
Well, it's pretty exciting. They ran a 107 at the conference meet, and earlier in the year they were running very well, and then we had an injury with Jillian Hammond, our anchor, so we, you know, weren't quite sure how that was going to shake out for the rest of the season. And Ava Carlson has stepped up and taken the spot of Jillian Hammond and done a very nice job. She was a former 800 runner and now running hurdles, so she has grown a lot throughout this season. I think we had a little celebration that she three-stepped 9 hurdles last night, so that's kind of fun to see. And then our returning runners from last year's team would be Ella Johnson and Kaya Stolo, who had to really battle the wind last night, and they did an excellent job. They didn't even make it look like it was that wind was in their face. And then Leah Crick brought us home. So they had a tough qualifying just because they were one of two teams in their heat, and the other team was a much slower team, and then we had the wind in our face. So I loved how they stepped up to the challenges and got qualified in those conditions.
Again, talking with Norwalk girls track and field coach Charity Campbell and Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Were there any other events that you felt like were really close to making it last night, or that ended up just off the cutoff line?
Yeah, our 4x8 team, it was heartbreaking that they missed it by, I think it was maybe a second and a half, the cut time. It's a group of three freshmen and a junior, so it would have been so exciting to see them go. They ran really hard and just missed it. So hopefully they come back hungry next year, but it was exciting to see them step up in those conditions as well. Just wish they could just have ran a little bit quicker, but hopefully next year we'll get that one in and watch them grow and become stronger as runners too.
So now you've got a few days to prepare for the state meet. You've got three individuals going. Two of them will be competing in multiple events and then one relay. What are your goals, I guess, for these six entries that are going to state?
You know, we always look to improve where we came in, place or time. So that's what we'll be doing, looking to set PRs. You want to always end your season at your best. So we'll work this week to tweak just little things to see if we can get some better times and better PRs as we end the season.
How do you kind of handle these few practices before state? I know you want to work hard and keep improving, but you also want to be a little bit careful.
Yep. It's a lot of technical work at this point. And of course, you know, it's fun to make it to state. So we do some fun things, go out to eat. They have dress up days. And so we take the time we work on our technical stuff serious, but we also want to enjoy this week and celebrate their accomplishments.
And then as you kind of look back at this season, still state to go, but for the rest of the team, what were your thoughts on the season and how it went and the improvements that you saw along the way?
You know, we knew this year we were going to be young. We had several freshmen running in many of our events, and I've watched the growth that they've had as athletes, getting stronger as they run and just mentally understanding the skills of track and field a lot more. So it's been exciting to watch them grow and have some success and see where their interests are and where we want to grow them in the future. So I think it's been a very successful season with that and our growth and where we're going, and look forward to a few more seasons with our young athletes.
All right. That's been Norwalk girls track and field coach Charity Campbell. Thanks for your time and good luck to you guys at state next week.
Thanks, Mike.